The reason that I put to the Minister for Finance during the week was that we don't have electric tractors at the moment. Farmers can't avoid using a diesel. And the whole objective behind carbon tax is to get people to move away from dirty fossil fuels to cleaner alternatives. But that cleaner alternative isn't there for farmers at the moment. And because of that, farmers should be exempt from the carbon tax. And I made the point to the Minister for Finance that the way the carbon tax is structured at the moment, a typical family in rural Ireland that are commuting to work will be paying on average €6 additional a week in fuel taxes. Whereas a family in Dublin in a similar situation are probably going to be paying about 30 cent a week extra. Now, they have buses and trains outside their door that are being subsidised by the state. 30 cent a week is not going to encourage them to get onto that bus. And yet, at the other end of it, we have people in rural Ireland paying €6 a week extra that don't have an alternative available to them. So the point I was making to the Minister is where there isn't an alternative available, we shouldn't be penalising people. And the Minister in response to me said that there is a mechanism there where farmers can, through the tax system, get double relief for the carbon tax that they pay on their marked diesel. However, as we all know, many farmers now don't have a tax liability, particularly beef farmers at the moment. Their income has completely collapsed, so they're not going to have a tax liability in the first place.